Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Power Word Share number 25. When you're involved in a financial dispute with somebody, it's also very important not to needlessly say anything to insult that person. People think of themselves as completely objective, and you may feel you're absolutely right and that other person is absolutely wrong. In many instances, when it comes to financial disputes, both parties are partially right and partially wrong. And even if you are in fact completely right, still should have the self-discipline to speak to the other person in a dignified manner. Engaging in bitter outbursts will not motivate either one of them to concede or to settle or to work things through. When you need to have an authority settle a Besdin, then have them settle it. But in all cases, speak to the person the way you would want them to speak to you, even though there's a financial disagreement taking place. Another concept, again, is if you're called upon to comment on a purchase or a choice of a marriage partner or anything similar to that, and the person is asking you for your opinion, they already made their final decision. They already bought the object. They already married this person. So there's nothing beneficial that will be gained by making a negative comment. And the person would prefer that you say something positive about his choice. You happen to personally feel negative about it. So the question is, do you voice your negative feelings that you believe or distort the truth somewhat by saying something positive? Gemara Ksubis, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, says that in these type of situations, our obligation not to say anything that will hurt the person is greater than obligation of Midvar Sheker Tirchak. So the question is, but people that really want to stick to the MS, how could you say a lie? And to respond to that, you could ask, but how can you say something that will cause a person pain? It's really what Hashem wants you to do. And in this instance, Hashem wants you not to cause the person pain. Many people grew up, and it's true that lying is forbidden. It's a negative thing, and that is true. One needs to avoid that and to stick to the emes as much as possible. But a person who internalizes the concept that it's forbidden to hurt the feelings of other people will have a very strong awareness of this. And when you're aware of the harm caused by insulting people or putting them down, you'll understand that it's even worse than the negativity of telling an untruth. It's still a nice devarim if you say, I'm saying the honest truth, and it's a negative thing that's hurtful, that there's no tayelas to mention it. It's still a nice devarim, unless it's for constructive purposes. But again, we're talking about something where already it happened. So the Ben Yoyada talks about it in one of the Tyrus he brings, Benegeya, a marriage. Generally speaking, a marriage needs to be based on truth, on honesty, on openness. And he says, he brings proofs of it, that if a marriage could work through with MS and to avoid even Ne'ashalom to change and not say the MS, you could be fully honest and maintain the shalom. That's a higher level, and that's more ideal. If that sometimes is not possible, then you're allowed to adjust the truth because of the sake of shalom bias. But even when one does that, in a marriage relationship, it has to be based primarily on a certain honesty with one another, but at the same time, use discretion and not hurt the feelings of the other. Rabbi Victor Miller mentioned it a few times when he was talking about the Ketzer Meragdim Lefnei HaKala, right? And what do you and also what do you say in front of the Kala, right? So Beis Shammai says Kemoshehi, the way it is. Meaning, if she's nice looking, you say that, but if she's not, then you don't. And Beis Hillel says no. You always say, no matter what, whether she's objectively beautiful or not, that she's a Kala Noah Chasuda, that she is very Noah, pleasant and Chasuda. And then Beis Shammai asks, but how could you say that? Midvar Shekhar Tirchak, you can't lie. And Rav Igdamil explained that the Beis Hillel's Vart is that it's not a lie. Basically, the concept is that anything that Hashem is telling you to do in that situation, that's the true MS. That's the true MS. So Memela, because Beis Hillel holds, based on the inyan of being Mesameach HaSadakala, that you should say Kala Noah V'Chasuda, that's the Ratzon Hashem. So Memela, it's not a Sheker, because that's what Hashem wants you to do. It's similar to Betzedek Tishpat Am Yisrael. You're supposed to judge your friend favorably, and you give him the benefit of the doubt. But let's say in Shemayim they know that really the person did not deserve that positive judgment. They really did the wrong thing. But Hashem nevertheless says, I don't care. Betzedek Tishpat Am Yisrael. You should give that person the benefit of the doubt. So the true truth is the way Hashem wants you to behave. That's the MS Gomer. Another thing also that could cause people like sort of to be awkward is you haven't seen somebody for a long time, or you met him only a few times, and you ask, do you remember me? The problem is a lot of people don't have strong visual memory. They have a hard time recalling faces. They could easily get embarrassed when they don't remember you. So if to save them from that discomfort and you're not certain whether someone remembers you, introduce yourself right away. Say your name. Tell the person your name and exactly how you met them. And someone feels embarrassed by not recognizing you, say it's all right. You know, people don't recognize faces. By the way, it's very, very true that some people just simply don't have the visual memory of remembering faces. And to be compassionate when they don't. Another thing to be very careful is people insult other people because they want to dominate them. They want to rule over them. They get a feeling of strength when people are submissive to them. Those type of people lack a basic essential respect for people. They're not concerned with individuality of others. They're not concerned with the dignity of others. And people who have this tendency need to really work on that. Because if you have this tendency, then it's very easy to chas v'shalom violate the isser of einas devarim often. Usually when people want to dominate others, they're not motivated to give up that power. It's a very strong yetzahara. They have this power. For them, it's crucial that they need to learn to respect others so that they could learn how to talk in ways that will not constitute, not become einas devarim. Eize gibber hakayvash es yitzray, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says. That's something that we always have to remember, that maimer chazal in Pirkei Avos. When we feel we want to dominate others and we think we're strong because we're able to do that, and we use our words to rule over people or to intimidate people, that's not true strength. When you recognize this, it'll prevent you from trying to feel a domination over others by putting them down. A lot of people do that. They want to control other people, so they put them down. Very often in marriages also, one wants to have a stronger personality and they want to dominate the other in many ways, so they'll put them down. One has to be very careful to uproot that negative midah. And remember what it says in Pirkei Avos, Eizu Giber HaKoyvesh Es Yitzray. So, number one, be pleasant. Even when you're disputing over financial matters, to talk like a mensch. Number two is Mipnei Hasholim. Sometimes you could say something that's not fully truthful, if that's the Ratzon Hashem. Although in a marriage relationship, there should be a basis of MS. People don't have face recognition that well. Identify yourself beforehand so they shouldn't be embarrassed. and be careful if you're the midah of dominating others to try your best to hold back from that. Bracha and hatzlacha.